Hammer and Nigel.
Do you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock!
My name is Jason Hammer. Guy Relford is filling in for Big Nige. And let's go to the hotline and bring on one of our favorites. Adam Gillette is the president of Accuracy in Media. Adam, welcome back. And it's been over a year now since the beginning of the war over in Israel. What have we, and specifically you and your company, Accuracy in Media, learned over the last year, whether it be from the media, politicians, or students on these college campuses?
Well, the most terrifying thing to me is that even though we are battling the enemy, you know, militarily, when we fight the Houthi rebels who try to sink shipping containers, when we fight ISIS and Hezbollah, there is a new Islamist Marxist alliance, essentially, that we're doing battle with in every facet of America's culture. And it's wild to think that just 20 years ago, we were engaged in military combat. Our nation, including the left, was against the Islamists, but now they've united in their shared hatred of Western civilization.
And you go to these college campuses, and we've talked about this before. I was curious if over the course of time, the anti-Semitic hate would die down. Maybe some of these college students would find the new flavor of the month to go support and protest and camp out for. But that really hasn't happened, has it?
No, there haven't been encampments this fall like they were in the spring, which is a good thing. And in addition, you know, the groups really started off right away doing overtly anti-Semitic things after October 7th, which is when we stepped in. And it's incredibly hard to measure deterrence. It's incredibly hard to say unequivocally that had we not found the names of the leaders, sent billboards to their campuses with their names and their picture, and labeled them the leading anti-Semite of the university and bought their domain names and so forth, it's hard to say exactly what would have happened had we not issued that accountability. But such the same way, it's hard to say how much better off things could be if they had shut down the encampments much earlier. I don't think this is done at all. And in some of these universities, it's getting worse. At Columbia University, for example, America's most anti-Semitic university, which gets $1 billion from the feds annually, they're now openly, happily calling for violence. They're saying the quiet part out loud. That's what it's like there. But other campuses aren't as bad.
Adam, this is Guy. You know, a question I have is someone who's been to the campuses and you've interacted with these students. How educated do you think they really are? I mean, here you're going to campuses like Columbia, I mean, Ivy League, right? You'd think these kids have a pretty good basis in history. How educated do you think these kids really are on the history of the region, on the history of this conflict, and on who it is that they're actually supporting? And, you know, a metaphor that comes to my mind, you know, I'm old enough, I remember it was really hip in college for kids to walk around with Che Guevara t-shirts on. That was just cool, right? You were hip. And you start talking about who Che Guevara really was and what he represented and the horrendous acts that he committed, and all of a sudden the light would go on a little bit. How educated do you think these kids really are on what the hell's really going on in that region of the world?
Well, to paraphrase Ronald Reagan, it's not that they're dumb. It's just that they know so much that isn't true. And I love your reference to Che Guevara. The Guevara thing is a great point, because the far left crowd loved wearing Che Guevara t-shirts. Che Guevara shot people dead, executed them for the crime of being gay. So such the same way, these Marxists today are more than happy to team up with people who will shoot and kill homosexuals for the crime of being gay. And they'll do that because it's an ally against Western civilization. These people have no real understanding of what it's like in the region. They don't believe, they don't realize that they'd be thrown off of a rooftop if they tried to hold Pride Month in Gaza, whereas Israel brings in gay refugees from that region, that Arabs can serve in elected office in Israel, and that Israel is about as pro-American a country as you're ever going to find, although I guess that last part might be why they hate Israel.
Adam Gillette is our guest, the president of Accuracy in Media. Adam, we spend so much time talking about these people who are making an ass of themselves on the campuses, harassing students, doing these types of things. Do you see any people fighting back? Like, I remember a year ago, we talked about the frat bros, as they were known as, from North Carolina's campus at Chapel Hill, kind of fighting back and, you know, protecting the American flag and not putting up with any of the nonsense. Are you seeing anybody kind of stand up for Jewish students on these college campuses?
You know, by and large, unfortunately, and I say this as somebody who is Jewish, I went to Hebrew school 3 days a week until I was, 13. No, I'm not. And a lot of that is because many of the Jewish students aren't doing it on their own. They have this misguided belief that the solution to this is more dialogue with people who want to wipe you off the face of the earth. That's not how you deal with a bully. I'm open to dialogue with anybody. I love sharing different beliefs. But you can't stand up to a bully by cowering in the corner, being nicer and nicer to them, and increasing dialogue with them. In this case, you got to go punch them in the nose, metaphorically speaking. But these students don't seem to realize that. I think it's because many of them are also leftists, the Jewish students on their campus. But how can you, enter an alliance and team up with Jewish students who many times are scared of their own shadow, unfortunately, and don't realize the existential threat they're facing? A lot of the students, the Jewish students, argue with us, and they say, let us deal with the problem on our own. And I always say to them, well, how you been doing? How's that working out for you? Because unfortunately, on these campuses, quite poorly.
Adam, what's the current status of the so-called Dox trucks? I'm a big fan of these, following what your organization's been doing for a while. I call them the accountability trucks. But tell people what those are, and are they still in use, and what's really being accomplished there?
Great question, and I love your use of the phrase accountability. That's what we deliver from coast to coast. We've sent our mobile billboards to campuses, over a dozen of them, I think near two dozen at this point, across the country. Over the summer, we visited many of the leading anti-Semitic students at mom and dad's house, where we would park the mobile billboard with the name and picture of their racist anti-Semitic precious little snowflake in front of their house, and it would say Harvard's leading anti-Semite, Berkeley leading anti-Semite. It would play the shame soundbite from Game of Thrones on a loop. That's our theme song. It's our Freebird. And it would sit there in front of your house for 8 hours, so you have to explain to your neighbor what your kid's been up to since they went off to college. I don't think many of those people got invited to Labor Day barbecues as a result. Well, we're still sending them out all over the place. We just sent two, as you know, to upstate New York, Cooperstown, where there were two Columbia students in residence at Bassett Medical Center, who were part of the pro-Hamas coalition. They weren't very happy to see us. And we're going to be returning to Columbia very soon, as well as NYU and other campuses. Our researchers uncovered a lot more of the leaders of the openly violent, cop-hating, anti-Semitic coalition at Columbia. We're not only going to be visiting their campus more and more, but we've decided to start visiting the places of employment of mom and dad so they can explain to their colleagues why the heck they raised such a violent anti-Semitic child.
I love this. And by the way, my favorite use of the accountability trucks, I'm sticking with that term, is when you went through the Columbia campus with a big picture of President, I think it's Shafiq, it was her name, that said, anti-Semitism ruined her career. This is after she was forced to resign. Anti-Semitism ruined her career. Don't be next. And I thought that was brilliant.
Right.
That's very kind. My personal favorite was the very day, 10 hours after Claudine Gay resigned, we showed up at her university presidential mansion with a mobile billboard saying it's moving day, Claudine Gay, and two U-Haul moving trucks. And to be fair, we weren't kicking her while she was down. We had them booked ahead of time as an earned media stunt. And then she did resign. And, these are non-refundable reservations you make with U-Haul. We had to use them.
Sure.
And as one passerby said, it was sublime.
Adam, if somebody is not familiar with Accuracy in Media, tell us about that organization and what you guys are up to.
Sure. We're America's leading organization that people want to kill, I think. We use hidden camera investigative journalism and cultural activism to hold bad public policy actors accountable. We go after lying, two-faced politicians as if there's any other type. We call out social media lies and mainstream media lies. We do hidden camera investigative journalism into both K-12 education and higher education, which are morally reprehensible, especially in states like Indiana. I've been in dozens of school districts across the country in Indiana, where we found lying administrators who bragged to our hidden cameras about how they lie to parents and deceive parents in order to push radical ideas like critical race theory, the ideas that lead to anti-Semitism and violence on college campuses.
Adam Gallette, Accuracy in Media. Adam, great stuff as always. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Adam.